any of you guys are on the ends, would you mind moving over this way? And if you're in the back, moving up this way. I know sometimes I like to spread out and I'm kind of a big person, but the neat thing is we got these, even my butt fits on these seats. I think it's, 18 inches or something like that. So there's plenty of room even when you're side by side with folks. Rear. Touche. Tiny. But thank you for doing that. Yeah, we'll do that at the end. But I really don't know of many things that are more important than what we're going to be doing. Really talking about sharing our faith. Learning to articulate the gospel, which I think most of us would already know. But interesting story. I think I shared this one time. I remember when Hen and I were just out of high school. We were in college, and I remember she was working for the Times Publishing Corporation in St. Petersburg for the newspaper there. And I remember she had a certain friend who she was trying to build a relationship with. And I remember as we were talking about it, we decided to memorize just a couple of verses. And so we did. I don't remember how many they were. I think it was like 3 verses or so. So we memorized those verses. And the very next day or shortly thereafter, my memory fails me right now, but had an opportunity to sit down with that person, simply shared some verses, shared the Gospels as best she could in that particular instance or situation. And lo and behold, the person came to Christ. And lo and behold, every Christmas we get a card from this particular person that seems to be flourishing and growing 10, 15 years later in their relationship with Christ. But just something so simple, just a few verses, just a small investment of time is really paying off dividends in this person's life for all eternity. She has children now, is very involved, I think, with the Cancer Foundation or something. But just neat to see what God is doing in her life. And boy, that's what we want to be able to do. We want to be able to be faithful conduits of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We just want to be used as instruments of Christ. And what I thought we'd do just to start off is to just go over kind of an outline what we're going to do. I think everyone should have received a booklet, 2 Ways to Live. If you haven't, raise your hand. I think we had enough. We've got extras for folks. And I think, I don't see Spencer. Spencer. I think we got enough for everyone to personally have a copy. I think so. We did. But if we could, as part of a way just to help us and to help you, I think as well, if you've received a guide, if you would help defray the cost of that, I'm not asking you to pay for all of it, but some would be helpful for us. So if you would just, if you got a booklet, if you would be willing to give $5 towards a booklet, that would go a long way towards getting that in your hands. We want to make sure it's in your hands. If you can't do that, if you're in college, oh, who you're kidding? You have $5, college students. Cough up your Starbucks money and lay it down for the kingdom of God. So if you could do that, I think Spencer will probably take care of that. There's other books Sean has. So if you don't have one, if you want to just raise your hand, he'll make sure to get one. Been struggling and wrestling with the fact of how do we share the gospel? What is that going to look like? About a year ago, we had a number of people, small group of people that we trained who went through something called Evangelism Explosion, and basically used that outline. That was something that Hen and I were able to do back in St. Petersburg, and we were able to start really a ministry to youth, and were able to train them, and it was really neat to see what God was doing in the midst of our church that we were serving and really hadn't heard the gospel and really didn't hear the gospel to be quite honest with you, on Sunday mornings either. But it was like this revival was taking place in the church, and it almost seemed, I think this is accurate, toward the end of this ministry as it started to go and get up and running. And we would go out, and each week for about 8 to 10 weeks or so, or maybe it was 12 weeks, basically train some folks, and every time we would meet, we would go out and we'd share the gospel. And so on any given Sunday, we go to 3, 4, 5 different people, and most of the time, these are people we kind of knew a little bit. They had come many times. Sometimes we didn't. But we were sharing the gospel. It was amazing to see what God was doing in our midst. Amazing to see how many people responded to Christ. And so here with this E-team, we called it, I began training some folks and kind of took that outline. But being Bruce, started to expand that outline. And what was an outline that probably took, 30 or 40 minute presentation to go through the gospel, probably got longer, about 45 or 50 minutes. And we just did an hour, someone said. Didn't think that probably, even though it was thorough, probably wasn't the most helpful thing to be training folks in, to be able to have an hour-long presentation. The memorization was massive. Trying to get all the illustrations was difficult. It was doable. Why would I say that? Well, because I know many youth that were 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, they did it, and they did it well. But they had time, and, well, let's just face it, they're younger. They can remember things better than us older folks. But thought, you know what, there's some deficiencies in that presentation. They do a wonderful job, but there are a few things I think we're missing that needed to be included. And so you say, well, Bruce, why this? Why the two ways to live? How and share, know and share the gospel? Well, I think this particular instrument is the most effective that I know of. It's the most comprehensive in that I think they touch on a lot of topics that many evangelistic methods don't. They talk about hell. They talk about death. They talk about creation. They talk about God creating the world. And we're created under God, under God's authority, and we've broken away from that. I think that this particular presentation is powerful, and I think it's helpful. I also think it's short, which is something I think you would be glad to know and excited to know. But I also think another advantage to this presentation is the fact that it uses pictures. And so if you'll turn to page 12 in your participant's notebook, you are a participant using a participant notebook. Those six pictures really are a presentation of the gospel. And these pictures, one of the things that I appreciate about them is that for me, I can remember things when I see a picture. I can remember an illustration. I can remember sometimes even verses when I see things visually. And what's neat is this presentation that you'll be learning, to share this presentation while you draw, if you want to. You don't have to do that. But what I think is so helpful about that is if you get stuck, and as you look at the particular pictures, it's going to make sense to you. And you're not going to get stuck. You're going to be able to move from picture to picture to picture to picture and be able to present the gospel in, I think, a very understandable way, a very accurate way. And we're going to listen to the full presentation of that gospel. And you're going to be able to look at the pictures here. If you want to turn to page 77, we're going to listen to an audio piece that these folks provide. As they go through the presentation. Obviously, there's not interaction going on here between the other person, but you can get a feel for what it looks like, what it sounds like. And I think you'll have that. Do you have a CD inside your notebook? Okay, you're going to have that as well, so you can listen to it over and over and over again, and that's going to help you as well in that presentation. So, with much prayer and a lot of thought, because this is the thing that I so appreciate about so many of you guys being here. We were talking in the men's conference last couple of days talking about, hey, what we do together. And man, I think it's so important because I think God's not just after my heart in this. I think He's after your heart as well. I think He's after our heart as a church. I think God wants to do something in our midst that's important for His glory. And I think by you participating, by you even being willing to be here is evidence that God's working in your heart. And just to have this kind of turnout here this afternoon, this is amazing. This is a work of God. This doesn't happen. Many times when you talk about evangelism, there's those few folks in the church that people think, oh boy, they're gifted. We'll let them do it. And you know, they have this strong gifting, and they do. And they do seem to run into people, and they do seem to share the gospel, and people do seem to respond, and it does seem to be something that's a grace gifting that they have. But we're all called to evangelize, and we'll talk about that later next week. But boy, isn't it great to know that, hey, we can do this together. And one of the things I so love about this particular presentation of the gospel, not only is it the most accurate presentation that I know of, I don't know of any other presentations is as biblical and as accurate as this, but what I love about this is my kids are going to be able to understand this. And we're going to go through the gospel presentation together. And so whether they're 12 or 9 or 8 or 22, or if you still have that 35-year-old kid still living in your house, whatever be the case, we're going through this together. And so we're going to learn this, not just as individuals, not just a pocket in the church. We're going to learn this together. And so this is something that we can be behind together. We can be involved in together as a family, as a group, praying for those people, and also sharing the gospel together as a family with those people. So that was something that was very attractive to me. Let me just give you a quick outline of what we're going to do. Today's September the 24th, and so we're going to meet for 5 consecutive Sundays, October 1st, October 8th, October 15th, and 22nd. Each time we'll have a short talk, probably have some video stuff for you to see, but also a time to practice, time to pray, but also we're going to be doing some homework. So there is investment that's going to be required. This 5 weeks is, even though this is a shortened version, even though I think this is very doable in 5 weeks, apart from God's grace and His Spirit empowering you, you're not going to be able to do it. You're not strong enough. You're not smart enough. You're not evangelistic enough to be able to do it. Neither am I. But by God's grace and His kindness, He's going to help us during these 5 weeks as we diligently just apply ourselves together, memorize these verses, etc. The good news is many of you guys, you've already memorized these verses, right? So when you look at that on page 12, when you look at that presentation, when you look at Revelation 4:11 for the first week, that's going to be part of your homework to memorize all these pictures and a Revelation 4:11. You're thinking to yourself, I already know that. I already know Revelation 4:11. Man, all I have to do is the pictures. This is great. I can do this. And you can. But what the plan is this. That we want to go through these 5 weeks to be able to be trained in sharing the gospel. And we're going to have time to split up and practice as well while we're here. To be practicing with one another, be praying for our folks. But then what we're going to do after the 5 weeks is completed, we're going to take 3 weeks off. And then we're going to come back together 3 weeks later, and that's November the 12th. And what we're going to be doing during those 3 weeks is, guess what? We're going to be sharing the gospel during that 3-week period of time. So in other words, we're going to go through these 5 weeks, we're going to learn this well, Lord willing, and then we're just going to trust Him on a Saturday night. So we walk over to our neighbor's house or invite them over or on a Monday morning, whatever's most convenient to you during that time. We're going to have that 3-week window where we're going to trust that the Lord's going to provide that opportunity. And maybe we need to schedule that opportunity right now. Maybe you're thinking, well, gosh, Bruce, this is my relative and they live in Antarctica and I don't know if they're going to be available during those 3 weeks. Well, then go ahead and set up a time and say, hey, can I call you on November 8th from 3:30 to 4 o'clock that we can just talk? I just have something I just want to share with you. Would that be okay? And I'm sure that they would probably say, yeah, but we want to be able to commit to, yep, during that time, we are just going to be trusting that the Lord's going to help us. And we've been praying since March. You know, so it's not like God hasn't been working on our own hearts and working on our behalf, on the hearts of those people that we've been praying for. God's been moving. God's been working. And you've been faithfully praying for these people consistently. I'm sure of it. And God's already at work. And so we can just trust that during those 3 weeks, we're going to share the gospel. And then we want to come up together on November the 12th and talk about it. And we want to just be able to share what God did. Share how God used you. Share what God was doing in your heart. And I'm expecting, not because of our wonderful presentation, but I'm expecting that God's going to save people. Many people. How come I say that? Well, because God saves sinners. That's what He does. And He uses people to do that, and He uses His Word to effect change in people's lives. And so all we're doing and all we're called to do as Christians is just to be faithful and proclaim the gospel. That's all we're called to do. We're called to live it out, yes. We're called to love our neighbors, ourselves, and all those things. But in regards to evangelism, we're not called to convert someone. We're not called to reason them into the kingdom of heaven. We're just called to be faithful, to share the gospel, and just watch God move. And I'm excited because I think God is going to move in miraculous ways. And so we need to desperately, during this time, be praying. God, would you help me? Would you help me during these 5 weeks to have faith? Would you help me not to despair? Would you help me not to be looking ahead and thinking, oh no, I can never memorize that. That's just too much. It's not. It's really not. It's not too much for you to memorize, and I don't think it's too much for your folks that are in your household that are young children. I don't think it's too much for them to memorize either. I think they're going to do very well. But just to be able to be praying, God, during this time, will you help me memorize these scriptures? Will you help me with these outlines to be able to understand them well? And that's my job, to help you be able to understand those things well. Hopefully I'll be able to serve you in that way. But Lord, will you help me to understand these outlines? Will you help me to be able to understand the gospel in a way that I can articulate it to my loved one, to my neighbor, to my coworker, in such a way that they understand the gospel? And you know what? I think during that year and a half that we did this evangelism ministry, if you will, before I left, we would have just kept doing it two or three times a year. I think 150 people made professions of faith in that short amount of time. Now, were all of those real professions? I don't think so. And looking back, you know, boy, that's really the test, right? If there's really going to be fruit born. But what was neat, even aside from that, what was so neat with many people, they were perhaps already Christians, but they didn't understand the gospel. They didn't have a clue about the gospel. And it was so neat, even sharing the gospel with someone, even if they were already saved, it helped them. It helped them understand better. It helped them have a greater appreciation. And they were, you were really almost teaching. You were helping them. You were equipping them to be able to share the gospel with folks that they love as well. And so God has just called us to be faithful and just to trust Him. And so if you could be during this time, and we're going to take time each time we meet just to pray, to be continuing to be praying for these people. I'm looking for my Bible. I'm still looking for my Bible. Nope, I'm looking for a specific thing. Thanks, Chris. It must be in my office on my desk. But in my Bible, I have those names that we've been praying for, right? On those yellow sheets. You guys still have those? Okay, good. You've been praying for those folks? Want to take time to split up in our groups again to continue to pray for them. Continue to ask God to be merciful and kind. But what I'd like to do is just kind of give you an overview. Thanks, Colin. So just this yellow sheet that we've had with names. I think there's over 140 folks that are represented here that we wanted to share the gospel with, that we felt burdened from the Lord to proclaim the gospel, proclaim His faithfulness. I want to make sure that we're praying for these people group by group. I want to make sure we take time to do that each time. But what I thought would be helpful today, it's just going to be a short day. It's going to be very little work. I wanted you to hear just a presentation of the gospel that you are going to be learning. And so if you would turn in the back, I think it was it page 77? We have an audio file for you that you can just hear what this gospel presentation is going to sound like. And you can just follow it. Step one, step two, step three, four, five, and six. So I think Jason's going to play that for us. Sorry, it was track four, not track six. So if you can go back and turn to page 77.
The text of 2 Timothy 3. Which of these represents the way you ought to live?
Well, that's it. What do you think? Can you do that? Can you do that if we tweak it a little bit and add a couple things? Good. Because that's the plan. But simple presentation, pictorially represented, I think, which is very helpful for folks. But also helpful for you as you memorize that. You have that CD that we just played there in your participants' guide, and you can play that, and you can actually be practicing as you are learning this outline, practicing drawing the picture. So what I'd like to do is to basically take about 10 minutes or so, and if you would turn in your guide here, your participants' notebook, to page 13. What I'd like you to do is to take some time. This is by yourself, and so you need a writing utensil. Does everybody have a writing utensil? All the college guys have a writing utensil. Raise your hand if you're a college guy and you have a writing utensil. That's impressive. Guys were always asking the girls to borrow pens in my high school. At least I was. Hey, you got a pen I can borrow? What I'd like you to do is just to take 10 minutes right now and just do your best to try to memorize those pictures. In other words, to not only memorize them, but to be able to draw them. You're going to be able to understand them later as we go through the presentation, as we go through the gospel outline. But if you can, there on page 13, you see where they have those dotted lines? To help you get started. You can take your pen and you can connect those dotted lines together, and that will help you in your first run through of the pictorial outline. If you could do that, then if you could turn to page 14, now it gets a little bit harder. But the nice thing is, I'm just noticing right now, oh boy, these guys thought of everything. I'm just kidding. You can see through it, though. But if you want to be an honest person and really try, is to try to just take some time and try to take some time to memorize those pictures and to, how do you say, draw them? Well, draw them in those six different squares. And so I'll be back in 10 minutes. So if you can be working on that on your own, and we'll see who can come up front here and give us all six of those pictures. Yeah. Just the pictures only? Actually, you're going to have to memorize the scriptures only, but let's do, for right now, just the pictures. Yeah, good question. you call on a few people, they can come forward and come here and share the gospel in picture form. I'm looking for someone who's not looking at me. I'm kidding. This is what I want you to do. Close your book. I want you to find someone in this room that you don't know so well. In other words, someone that I'm sure you know lots of folks well, but someone maybe that's not in your family. And I want you to sit across from them, and they sit across from you, and you're going to share the gospel in 120 seconds. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to share the gospel, and you're going to keep your book closed, okay? So I'll give you 60 seconds or so. If you could stand up and just find somebody, and you're going to pair off, and you're going to share the gospel in just a minute. You can share it any way you want. You're sharing the gospel. To say, wow, you know, hey, this is something that I can really grow in. This is something that that I need to really learn, that I need to be able to do a better job. Because sometimes, frankly, you don't get 45 or 50 minutes to share the gospel. Sometimes it's rather quick. But other times, obviously, it's more advantageous to be able to explain things and to illustrate them. And hopefully we're going to be able to have time with the folks that we care for. But that's not always the case. But here's what I want you to do. Who went first in sharing the gospel? You're still with that partner, right? If not, you're going to have to get back up. But here's what I want you to do. I want you this time to open up to page 12. And I want you to have those pictures, nothing else, just the pictures in front of you. And I want you to be able to share the gospel with those pictures in front of you, with 120s. So if you'll go ahead and find that person, when we're all seated, I'll have you go. Someone said they got a C. Anyone else that high? Anyone else higher? Let's start. How many of you guys would say you got an A? One? Okay. A B. Oh, you see, one person said that this other person got an A. Great. A B. Good. A C. Let's stop there. Good. I'm kidding. I probably would have given myself a D plus, maybe, on my little presentation when I did it for the very first time. But how many of you think you did a better job with the pictures? Even though you didn't have any clue what they meant. It's helpful, isn't it? I mean, isn't it helpful to have that in your mind, to be able to see those pictures and to, okay, that must mean that, hey, we're separated from God, that we want to be rulers. Something's going on there. That's got to be right. Yeah, oh, that's right. Our iniquity has separated us from God. That's right. We've rebelled against Him. We've turned. Okay, that's a good point. Okay, next picture. It's helpful. It keeps you moving, keeps you on track. So, excellent job. What you're going to do for homework next time, you are going to memorize all of these pictures and just the references beneath them. So you're not going to need to know Romans 3, 10 through 12, but you're going to start working on that. You already know Revelation 4:11, correct? Correct? Okay. Well, if not, if you can know Revelation 4:11, I don't want to say I'll call you up front here because it'll scare you off. You'll never come again. Would that help you if I motivated you that way? No? Okay. I just want to serve. If you could do this, though, if you could memorize all the pictures, the six different pictures, and the references beneath them for this first week, will that work? Okay, so get that, and then we'll just have some folks, we'll just kind of randomly pick some folks, we'll come up and just, we'll have the overhead set up, and you can just draw them for us real quick. And will they be subject to what? Where do you get such an idea like that? That's mean. Well, Phil, here at Sovereign Grace Community Church, we're motivated by grace. not guilt, not fear, not shame. I mean, Jesus took my shame. Why would I want to shame somebody else? That's just wrong. Could someone adjust this brother, please, and help him to... Maybe we should just shame you. Would that be okay? Or I'm kidding. We wouldn't do that. No. You know, I know that, at least with me, evangelism scares me. And I bet you you're like me. But it scares me for a number of reasons. But the primary reason is this. It scares me because I have this tendency to want to trust myself and not to trust God. And I think these 5 weeks is really about not only learning this information, not only memorizing these scriptures, not only understanding the gospel, but also I think it's an exercise in growing and trusting God. God, that, hey, you've provided this. This is this time I've been wanting to learn this in a succinct way to be able to share the gospel for such a long time. And now you've provided it, and you've provided me some relationships that I've written down on this, you know, yellow sheet of paper, and I've already committed to them. If you haven't put those folks down, there might be some folks that are visiting or new. If you could see... Is Spencer here? I was about to say, a guy gets ordained. I haven't even seen him for the last couple hours. It's like, man... He's serving the kids. That figures. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Spencer. He's serving God. Yeah. Yes, he is. But we'll have a list for you so that you can write those folks down. And actually, we're going to take some time now to split up in our groups and pray for these people. So this is what we're going to pray. And then we're going to come back together for about 2 minutes, just kind of finish out the assignment. And then we're going to break. So if you could stand up, and if you don't remember your group, let me call out some folks. And we just picked some folks to, that were in that group, and we put names under them. There was the Austin Sproul group, Colin Campbell group, Dave Hollinsworth group. If you guys could stand up so people know who you are. Doug Marsh group. There was the Hannah Chick group. Riley, Alyssa, Brittany, Max, I think Melody, some other folks were involved in that. Spencer Vaughn group. Todd Smith group. Tyler Blunt group. Joe Conan group. Juliana group. If you could go to those groups. Someone, if you don't have a group, just go find one. It's okay. Just join in that group. And if you could, do you guys, did anyone bring their paper with all their folks in their group? Okay, Joe does. Anybody else? Do I need to go make, Austin does, good. Do I need to make some copies real quick? Let me go make some copies and I'll be right back. But if you could just begin getting in your groups and go ahead and start praying. Go ahead and start praying. Don't wait for me. I'll bring a sheet around for each of you. Next week, what do we need to do? Memorize the pictures and the references and memorize Revelation 4:11 if we haven't already, right? Okay, one more assignment if you could. This isn't hard, it just involves scissors. If you go to the very back of your participant's guide, if you could cut those cards out, and if you could get a hole punch and attach those to that keychain that we already gave you. How many folks have that keychain that we already gave you? Excellent. How many folks don't have one of those? Okay, Spencer's gonna make more copies. So we made hundreds, Bruce, of those already. So I don't know where they've been going, but we'll make a couple more of those. But for you next time. So if you don't have a keychain, just go ahead and cut out those cards. These are just the bullet points, basically, of the presentation. But if you would go ahead and cut those out, have them hole punched, we'll have a keychain for you tomorrow with some other scriptures that we've been memorizing that we're going to try to supplement, add a few scriptures. In order, if someone asks us questions or other things, we can have those scriptures. And so we've had that in preparation. So that's it. Just those two things. If you could do those two things, you'll be ready for the next time. If you want to begin memorizing those other scriptures that are there, that are under the pictures in particular, that weren't on our keychain, you'll be ahead of the game. That would be great. I'd advise it. That would be wonderful to do. But really try to nail the pictures down, nail the references down, and nail Revelation 4:11, and then we'll come back tomorrow. Tomorrow. Got to have it done by tomorrow. I'm kidding. But Before we close, just want to say thank you so much. Just what a wonderful turnout. Just says, I think it says much about our Savior and the work that He's doing in your life. And just I'm so encouraged to see that you are so willing to bring Him glory in this way. So thank you for your commitment. I'm not surprised. And I'm so excited when new people come through these doors. My primary goal is just to get them around you, because I know if they get around you, they're going to see just a living testimony of the Holy Spirit living within you. Not perfect, but someone who's striving to please God and bring Him glory. So thank you for that. But now we're going to be able to get them around you, and you're going to be able to draw really cool pictures if they don't know Christ. So thank you. Let me pray for you, and then we'll leave. Lord, thank you so much for your goodness to us. And Lord, it is such a privilege to be carrying and sharing this information that you have given us. Lord, apart from knowing this information, no one can be saved. Your word says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We have to have a knowledge of just the facts of the things that happened for us to come to Christ. It's an integral step that has to happen for someone to be converted. And Lord, thank you for this information. Thank you that you're teaching us. And God, I pray that you would help us to bring you glory during these 5 weeks, these 8 weeks to come in particular. Lord, that we would be able to share the truth of the good news with these people that we dearly care about, that we love, that we want to share Jesus with. And so, Lord, would you continue to prepare their hearts, but Lord, would you also do a work on our hearts as well. Lord, we love you, and we expect great things because you are a great God, and you've commanded us to go. And Lord, so that's what we're trying to do by your grace. And with your help, Lord, we will go, and we just pray that you would save many. Many would come to know you as Savior and Lord. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. God bless you guys, and have a wonderful day.